Hello, and welcome to Jory the Monkey King with myself, Quiva, and my friend MJ.
Yo!
We are, as always, going through Journey to the West, and we are on chapter 69.
Nice.
Yes.
Yes. This is just the episode title, isn't it?
I never really liked that joke, to be honest. It's just kind of boring, so probably not. I'll try and come up with a better one.
Yes, it is kind of boring, but it's also like just a nice cultural through line. I don't care who you are. You see the number 69, you're born between the ages of the years like 1985 and 2000, and let's not think about it. And you just go, nice.
Okay.
It's true,
but I don't know. It's true, but it's I don't know. I just find it stupid.
Quiva is refined and sophisticated and above such things.
No, I'm definitely not. But
we gotta keep this podcast highbrow.
So anyway, warnings, this episode is going to involve drinking piss. Actually, sort of consuming piss, let's say.
Consuming, okay.
You know, also alcohol and drinking, more seriously again, abduction of women, and the next few episodes, so this one, 70-71, there's going to be, if you remember, 100 Flowers Shame, there's going to be kind of, kidnapping, bridal kidnapping of women involved, and the lovely implications of that. So
there's piss drinking, so we're bringing you quite the treat.
Yeah, so if you don't want to hear a story involving all that, maybe skip ahead to hell, maybe skip until chapter 72. That's only going to be mentioned in passing this episode. There'll be more of it next episode. On the lighter side of things, you know, before we get into that, we first have to return to what's currently happening, which is a much more fun topic of medical malpractice.
Oh, fuck. How did I just put that entire thing out of my brain? I put that in a little box for the entire week and just did not think about it. But here we are again. Okay.
So if you recall, Wukong has three golden threads, and he's going to use those to take the pulse of the king of the Scarlet Purple Kingdom from another room. Yes, this is. There's a little footnote about it, and I had briefly looked it up before we recorded last episode. I meant to bring it up at the end, and I forgot. You did ask if it was a thing, and I kind of wanted to get to Tripitaka's reaction first. But yeah, it is reportedly a thing that was done by I forgot to write this down. Sun something or other. Where's my other notes?
That's the Cantonese something or others.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Beep 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 beep. I mean, from a very common sense perspective, which in general is not the lens through which you should be viewing medical procedures if you are a layperson. It makes sense if the threads are taut enough, right?
They're taut.
If they're taut enough, and if there's a limited amount of distance, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, vibrations certainly carry through a string. Like, you know,
yeah.
the whole paper cups telephone thing works. But yeah, so Sun Simiao reportedly used this to diagnose Tong Taizong's wife without having to enter the same room as the emperor. As the emperor's wife, you know, for proprietary sake.
Do we have anything except his word that it worked, though?
I have no idea. I did find an article about this in English, but like it very little. So I couldn't tell you of like any like what are the details of the historical record on this.
Fair.
But yeah, so he wraps the thread in three sections of the he doesn't go into the king. He gives the ends of the strings to like a servant and asks them to tie to three parts of the king's wrist that are called the inch, the pass, and the foot. And he holds each of these, the other ends of these strings, one between his thumb and his middle finger, one between his thumb and his index finger, and one between his thumb and his ring finger. And he uses this to feel for the king's vital signs.
Yeah, there's your problem. Ghosts in your blood.
Yeah. Yep. Always the case.
Classic case of ghost in your blood. Yeah.
So it names out the kind of the vital signs that they're checking. If you want to hear like old Chinese medical terms, the four, or English translations thereof, obviously, the four heteropathic pneumatics, the five stases, the seven external images of the pulse, the eight internal images of the pulse, and the nine pulse indications. And then he does the same for the king's right wrist.
Sorry, the hetero what? Heteropathic?
Heteropathic pneumatics.
And the five stases.
Yes, as in like stasis, I think.
Yeah.
Unless okay. I wrote that down wrong. Let me just double check that Yeah, the five stases.
I'm just picturing some tragically heterosexual courtship outside a club called the Pneumatic Pulse by a group of five stases. Oh god, that's an incel term, isn't it? I was picturing women named Stacey's. That's not a rabbit hole I'm going down. You.
Okay. There are further footnotes on this if you want.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Yeah.
The four. Oh, sorry. I did write. Oh no. Yeah, sorry. In the section of the novel, it says the four heteropathic pneumatics, and then the footnote says
heteropathic pneumatics.
In the footnote, that it
lights off, eyes closed, thrust.
It says heteropathic pneumatics, so I assume that's just a typo in the footnote. But the footnote is the four heteropathic pneumatics. Si qi, these are wind,
four thrust, you're done,
feng, moist, shi,
you,
cold, han, and heat, shu, the four possibly harmful effects of the four seasons. And then there's a reference for further reading. And the five stases, wu yu. These are stases or blockages.
Five stases were you.
Yes.
This is now bordering on culturally insensitive. I will stop. But, you know, lucky you, Quiva. They've finally broken three of the unsatisfactory heteropathic pneumatics.
Exactly.
They've seen the light.
Yeah. These are stases or blockages of normal, that is, orthopathic, pneumatic, or chi circulation as correlated with the five phases and located in the five yin, visceral systems of functions, that is, orbs, see, and then another reference. Did you get all that?
Some of it. Visceral, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just Chinese words Quiva can't pronounce.
Yeah, visceral as in relating to visceria, or no, viscera, not visceria. We already know I can't pronounce words that I've only ever seen written down.
numinous, what now?
The seven external and eight internal images of the pulse. Zhao Shutong in Zhang Yi Zhen Down Shu Chan Chi cites classic of difficult issues to the effect that Qi Biao and Bali are standard pulse images, though I have not been able to locate the passage in Nanjing. Zhao's remark is confirmed by the... Oh god, there's too many words. There's too many references to other names here.
We're all feeling very enlightened right now.
According to these sources, the seven external images are Fu, Kao, Hua, Shi, Xian, Jin, and Hong. Porker translates these terms as pulsus superficialis. Fucking Latin now, Jesus Christ.
Okay, Quiva. I think we've had fun and we've learned a lot. I lost the thread of whatever the fuck you were talking about like 5 minutes ago.
I haven't even gotten to the nine pulse indications.
Maybe this is a footnote problem. Maybe.
Okay. Back to the.
Read it when you're doing your hungover Wikipedia drive.
Yeah.
Dive. Yeah.
We have very different hangover routines, I think.
Kevin Larney, who is a wonderful comedian, has an excellent joke about being so hungover you donate to Wikipedia. Which I really like. But yeah, no, it's that thing where like now it's been many moons through the grace of God and the fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous since I've had a hangover. But it's that thing where you can't move. You think you're gonna die. You've thrown up paracetamol. And you just order greasy stuff, knowing that you're just going to be picking at it, but it might be good for you in a 2-liter bottle of Coke. And you just lie there in your own filth, covered in grease, going through Wikipedia and learning about, like, you know, the ice cream wars in Glasgow, where a bunch of, like, rival gangsters were dealing out of ice cream trucks, and then there were just these ice cream trucks having shootouts, and it has this wonderful line that I'll remember forever, which was, the conflicts were a little more violent than might usually be expected from trading disputes between ice cream salesmen.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah, rather. A lot of people died in that. You know, it's the hungover Wikipedia I can't move drive. It's a thing. Tell lovely people of the internet, tell me it's a thing.
mine has more been just rewatching a load of Dan Olsen videos, folding ideas.
Fair enough.
I don't know why, but I've watched his like two videos about flat earth stuff a dozen times. Soothing.
I used to work with a flat earther who was convinced that I was the person on the team he could convert.
No.
Yeah, he's just like, you seem like a free thinker, and I know, and I was like, that's not a compliment coming from you. It's yeah. Anyway, sorry, we were talking about a
No,
monkey,
I have
I
to get something off my chest now.
Okay.
Different levels of woo, I guess, but like I was chatting to someone in work recently about my sleep apnea, which we brought up last episode too. And he suggested trying breathing and meditation exercises to cure my sleeping disorder. And I
Yeah,
just I
that'll stop you stopping from not breathing every like.
yeah
Ugh.
I politely took it into consideration while mentally chopping him up with an axe.
Yeah. I'm at the stage where like with my chronic pain, it's so bad that it's not great, and I can't take opiates or benzodiazepines for obvious Wikipedia related reasons. So it all the treatments that are available to me are now woo. And it's or like they're scientific, like acupuncture is a lot to recommend to it, especially as a pain management tool, or as a not the kind of sleep disorder where you stop fucking breathing, but insomnia and stuff like that. But there's a lot of literature out there to back it up, but it comes with so much woo attached that I'm just sort of chewing through the inside of my face, going, yes, yep,
It's really
yep.
frustrating when you try and do anything and it has that association. Like I used to have like an essential oil diffuser. I got rid of it because apparently a bunch of those are toxic to cats.
Oh,
So,
protect the baby.
but like, I had a friend. I had a friend over. He asked me what that was. I said, "Oh, it's like essential oil diffuser." He's like, "Oh, I didn't realize you were into that, like, new age healing stuff." I'm like, "No, I just want my flat to
Yeah.
smell nice." Jesus.
Jasmine is lovely. It's a nice vibe. Sometimes it can just be vibes, and that's okay.
Yeah, like I had a little vial of frankincense, and I'm like, yeah, no, I get the fucking wise men now. This shit's great. Smells good.
Yeah. I like jasmine oil. I will use eucalyptus if I have a cold. That's about it. Again, it's sometimes it's just about having a nice time, and that's okay too.
Yeah,
Make your life smell beautiful. That's all it's gotta be.
there's definitely a lot of people online who are confidently state that some essential oils are toxic to cats. There's very few people who will confidently state which ones are safe. I guess because they don't want to get blamed if you kill your cat. So in the end, I just decided to just get rid of them. And
Oh.
not risk damaging a sog.
Yeah, scented candles. Hey, we were talking about a monkey.
Okay, so back to book. There is book. We have book. Book will occur now.
Yes. We've had our chronic illness medical trauma hour, and now we will return to the medical malpractice monkey.
Yes. So
This wasn't given a warning, and piss drinking was. I just want to point that out.
Hey, this no this okay this no this was the last warning. This is the segue. So I gave
Okay.
the piss warning, and then alcohol, and then the abduction of women, and that, and then I said, and also
So.
medical malpractice, and that was the segue to get back into the plot while also giving the warning. That was.
Shadus yellow piss warning.
I integrated my warning so well into the narrative, you didn't even notice it, which is bad, actually.
it's kind of like you don't want a nice caution sign that blends in with the decor, you know? You don't want to, they're yellow and red for a reason. You don't want to go, this will go nicely with my top wallpaper. No.
Yes. So this is Wukong's diagnosis. I will quote this paragraph verbatim. Your Majesty, on your left wrist, the pulse of your inch section feels strong and tense. The pulse on your pass section feels rough and languid, and the pulse of your foot section feels hollow and sunken. On your right wrist, the pulse of your inch section feels floating and smooth. The pulse of your pass section feels retarded and hesitant, and the pulse of your foot section feels accelerated and firm. Now, when the pulse of your left inch section feels strong and tense, it indicates an internal energetic depletion with pain in the cardiac system of functions. When the pulse of your left pass section feels rough and languid, it indicates sweating that has led to numbness in the flesh. When the pulse of your left foot section feels hollow and sunken, it indicates a pink tinge in your urine and blood in your stool. When the pulse of the inch section of your right wrist feels floating and smooth, it indicates a congestion blocking the pneumatic energy circulation and leading to cessation of menses. When the pulse of your right pass
Cessation of.
section.
I was hung up on how something could be both rough and languid, but I want to go back to the menses
Yeah,
bit.
the kick has menopause.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Trans king.
Yeah,
Yay.
this is the trans representation I promised.
Yay.
Anthony, you, I was wondering, would you notice that in the middle of all of that? But yeah, the or would if I was wondering, would your eyes just glaze over before that getting to that part? But
I was still trying to figure out, can something indeed be rough and languid? And I mean, it just means slow or leisurely, but
Yeah. Anthony Yu has a footnote about the menopause line. And he thinks that it was a mistake that the author made while copying medical jargon without like thinking about or knowing what it meant. I'd assume like you I guess I men can be very pretty hopeless, but I'd assume they keep the author would know what menopause was. When I first read the line, I
yeah.
assumed it was a joke, to be honest, but like I don't know. Maybe it's a fuck
It's
up. Or the
probably a
king is
joke.
obviously trans. The king's trans, that's what it is.
Yeah, the king is trans.
Yeah. When the pulse on your right pass section feels retarded and hesitant, it indicates a stasis of alimentary matter in the stomach system with retention of fluids. When the pulse of your right foot section feels accelerated and firm, it indicates discomfort caused by sensations of stiffness and chills caused by energetic depletion. To sum up, your illness is caused by fear and anxiety, and it may be the manifestation of a type of illness called the paired birds in severance.
It was honest. Did he actually? Oh my God, we have medical malpractice bingo. It's been blamed on menstruation for someone who doesn't necessarily menstruate. That's number one. It's been, oh my God, I have flashbacks. Flashbacks. I've got absolute fucking flash. Oh.
I mean, I don't think he's saying it's all in your head so much that this is a genuine illness, and the causing
Caused by
fact.
anxiety.
Yeah, I
So
don't
it's psychosomatic and it's your fault.
I yeah, I can see I can see why you'd take it like that, why you read it like that. That's not how I initially thought of it. He does go on to prescribe the king some drugs.
Are they at least
So he's
fun drugs?
no. So he's not just being like, oh, you need to, take up meditation and take some long walks and you'll be fine, kind of thing.
We better get to the piss drinking soon.
So yeah, the king fully agrees with this diagnosis. He thinks Wukong's cool. He wants a prescription. Give me the drugs. And the imperial physician asks what medicines Wukong needs for a cure. So Wukong asks for everything.
All of the drugs.
He has three pounds of 800 different types of ingredients, and all like the drug making equipment just delivered to their room at the College of Interpreters.
Just every drug. Have you ever smoked opium through an asthma inhaler? Neither have I, but let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
So Tripitaka is asked to stay while Wukong goes to prepare things. Tripitaka immediately assumes he's being held as hostage to Wukong's success. Wukong...
In fairness, he's frequently held as hostage.
This is true. It's not an unreasonable conclusion. Also understand. Even if it's false, understandable that he would jump to that conclusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wukong tells him not to worry. It'll be fine. And he heads back to the College of Interpreters. Baji sees all the drugs arriving and he concludes that Wukong has decided to quit the pilgrimage and open a pharmacy.
Wukong is breaking bad.
So Wukong says no, the reason he ordered 3 pounds of everything is because he wants to keep what he's making and doing secret. So he doesn't want the imperial physicians to have a clue what he's actually making the king.
That sounds legitimate and right and ethical and not at all scary.
Yeah. And now that he's like treating the king, he's important enough that the officials in the college are inviting him to a prepared dinner rather than, you know, giving them some food and tell them to go fuck off and cook it themselves. So they have dinner and Wukong gets to work.
I don't like this.
Please
tell me he just fucks off and goes to Luzi and goes, yo, can I have some of that little elixir, please? I don't know what I'm doing.
No. So he gets an ounce of Do Huang or Rium Palmatum or Chinese rhubarb flowers. And he pounds that into powder. Wujing questions this. It's a laxative. Might make things worse. But Wukong says that this is good. It'll clear the king's respiratory system. And it'll help with the.
I mean, it's gonna clear some systems, definitely.
Mm. So then he gets an ounce of Bo Dao or Crotonous semen or croton seed.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Semen, yeah. As in seed, because it's the Latin, scientific terms.
Yeah, no one's jerking off into the rhubarb.
Yep. So, okay. Baji objects this time, saying that it's poisonous, but Wukong's like, no, this is fine. This is for clearing out the intestines. It'll be good. And so the two junior disciples then ask, you know, okay, what do you need next? And Wukong says, oh no, that's all I need. So he ordered 800, 3 pounds of 800 ingredients and then used 1 ounce of two different things.
And it's the ones that make you shit yourself and die.
Yes. He's only taken small doses of them though.
Laxatives being used by hacks apparently has a long tradition.
So that's all he needs from the ingredients that were brought from the palace. But he still needs a couple other things. He asks Zhu Baji to scrape some soot off the bottom of a frying pan to add to the mix, and then he tells him, go out to the stable and get me some horse piss.
So you're making some kind of piss drinking.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame. It's a shame this is, you know, a podcast because you're making some fun faces right now.
Screenshots of me.
I know I'm not taking screenshots.
Doing
sorry.
Do this on Patreon. And you can look at the cat pictures afterwards, but. Love. Okay. Okay. We're back.
Sorry, I'm taking a note. I'm taking a note to get those pictures of your face for the patrons because it's important.
I need a new mic.
Wujing thinks he's joking, but Wukong seriously says, "Okay, I don't need horse piss. Actually, you see, I need dragon piss because dragon piss is very powerful, and our horse, if you recall, is actually a dragon." You okay?
Yep.
Any opinions on dragon piss?
Absolutely not. It's certainly not. No, nothing I'd admit to in a podcast. Let me just text someone real quick. Nobody I know listens to this. That's good.
This episode of the podcast is sponsored by Bad Dragon.
If you've seen my most recent set.
Oh, and I have.
You too would like to have a crisis about what a gift of a large dragon dildo means for your new relationship.
So Baji heads out. He wakes up the sleeping horse, puts a flask under it, and waits. And he waits. And he waits. And he waits. And the horse doesn't really feel like pissing. So he gets fed up and he goes to complain that the horse is dried up.
Give him some water. Horse Gatorade. Get him really depressed.
The rest, go to have a look. Baji didn't think to just ask the horse because the horse is a dragon and can talk. Even though it very rarely does. And when they come out to it, he kind of just chimes up himself saying, like, you know, I have to be careful about piss because I'm a dragon. My dragon piss is really powerful. Can't just be pissing everywhere. If it runs into a river, if the fish drink it, they'll turn into dragons. And if I piss on some grass, it'll become a divine agaric, as was featured a few chapters ago. It's not, you know, it's not a small thing for a dragon just to be, can't just leave his piss around in the mortal world. It can lead to problems. Wukong says, no, we're not gonna be spreading this around. We just need it for some medicine for the king. We'll use it carefully. It'll be fine. So the horse hunches down, clenches his teeth, and like really fucking powerfully squeezes out with a huge amount of effort a few drops into the flask.
That horse is dehydrated.
I mean,
There's
yeah,
not,
dry,
no
dry,
way to care for an animal.
Dragons usually live in water.
Yeah.
And he's been just like going over all these mountains for several years at this point, not being presumably not getting to swim at all. So yeah, probably.
I really feel bad for the dragon horse.
Baji complains the horse is being really stingy, not giving them very much piss. Pukong's like, no, this is enough, this is fine, this is good. And he takes the flask, mixes up everything. The poisonous laxative plants, the soot, the piss, and he makes 3 pills for the king. And the next morning, the king holds court and asks for his fucking medicine. Wants it now. Mm-hmm. Wants to not be sick anymore. Give me the drugs.
Relatable.
Wukong is calling it the elixir of black gold and says it needs to be taken with sourceless water, which he means rainwater.
Okay.
So the king doesn't want to wait, so he commands his officials to go pray for rain.
Gonna be waiting a while, dude.
But no, Wukong wants to help out. He has connections. He has gotten rain made before. So he flies up to the sky and summons Ao Guang, the Dragon King of the Eastern Ocean, and asks for some rain for the kingdom. But Ao Guang didn't bring any of his rainmaking equipment. He was not prepared for this ask. And Wukong's like, I just need like a tiny bit of water. That's it. And Ao Guang offers.
And he's like, hey, well, maybe I could just piss all over everything. I'm a little more free and easy with that.
I thought that's where they were going, but he offers to sneeze over the palace.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So he does that, starts raining, dragon sneeze, which is apparently safe compared to dragon piss, I guess. And everyone in the palace holds up containers to gather the dragon's saliva so they can pull it together for the king to wash down the laxative poison soot and horse piss tablets.
Yay! Dragon piss, technically.
Yes, dragon piss. Correct. This gives him a massive case of the shits. And he expels a lump of glutinous rice that was clogging up his digestive system and feels much, much better after it.
Cool.
So.
Sometimes you just need to take a massive shit.
Yep. So the king hosts a banquet and celebration. And he wants to drink with Tripitaka, but Tripitaka refuses. Says to just give it to Wukong instead, who happily takes the goblet and drains it and is offered more and downs it several times. Baji starts to get envious about this and starts complaining, and he almost blurts out about the medicine containing horse, and then is cut off by Wukong shoving the goblet into his face to shut him up before he continues that sentence.
I don't know if that was necessary. Your man seemed at the point where he'd try anything. So yeah, horse piss, fabulous, amazing.
Yeah, the king is like, what was that about the drug having horse in it? Wukong is like, oh yeah, it had some horse saddle bell in it, which is a like a literal translation of Mo Dao Ling or Aris Dolichia Debilis. It's a plant. It's a fucking plant.
That's what it is.
It's a, you know, character by character translation of the name of a plant in Chinese. That the first word, the first part of it is horse. And the king is like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. And then they carry on drinking and feasting. And the king opens up about his illness.
Wait, hang on. Sorry, where did this massive shit take place? Is he just relating that a massive ball of glutinous rice was dispelled, or was he? I'm very confused about where the king is at the point that the shit is happening. I imagine that's off screen.
Yeah, he went back to his chambers. Like the narration doesn't necessarily always follow the main characters. It just, this is the king. The king retires to his chambers, has a shit, some like chambermaids inspect the stool and report back. I'm just skipping over details because they didn't seem important. And then he feels better afterwards, and he declares that they'll host a feast, and then they set that up in a different part of the palace and whatever. But yeah, the king opens up as well. Wukong said the illness was caused by anxiety, and the king explains what was causing him anxiety. Which is, the queen consort was kidnapped 3 years ago during the Double Fifth Festival by a monster calling himself Jupiter's Rival, who is from the cave of the Xia Ji at the Unicorn Mountain. So she
was captured by a couple. Bad joke. Let's not go there.
It is. No, never mind. So what is Xia Ji from Wikipedia? The Xia Ji is a mythical ancient creature of Chinese origin, impact to throughout East Asian legends. That is what the sentence is written as in Wikipedia. Is not a well written article.
Nerds crap. Get on that shit.
Yeah. It resembles an ox or goat with with thick dark fur covering its body, bright eyes, and a single long horn on its forehead. It has great intellect and understands human speech. The Xia Ji possesses the innate ability to distinguish right from wrong, and when it finds corrupt officials, it will ram them with its horn and devour them. It is known as a symbol of justice.
Interesting.
Could do with a few of those.
It's a horny beast.
A horny beast that hates political corruption.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, so Jupiter's Rival showed up at this festival, and he demanded to take the queen and take her away, or he would start eating everyone, and the king quickly gave in to his demand.
Jesus, gross spine.
Yeah. Wukong offers to go defeat Jupiter's Rival, and the king says if Wukong rescues the queen, he will just sign over the entire kingdom to Wukong and just become a commoner in gratitude. Just save my wife. He's a wife guy.
Aww. He does it for the love.
Yeah.
I mean, he, and also guilt for being like, yeah, sure, whatever. Take my wife, please.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm here all forever. I'm here for the next 31 chapters.
You don't need to sound so excited.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so he says the monster has been back several times in the last few years as well, and each time he demands two more women to take away.
So he's a harem builder.
So we'll get to that next chapter. It's worse than that.
Oh, yay!
So in response, they have not done anything to stop him, but they have built an official underground fiend shelter bunker to hide from him.
Great.
So they have a bunker now. Wukong asked to see it. And Baji complains because he doesn't want to stop the feast. So the king orders them to just move the entire banquet into the bunker.
Oh yeah, bunker banquet. You gotta love that.
So
right.
They the king goes out to show them where it is, and as they open the hatch to the bunker, the monster just shows up, and everyone goes to hide except for Wukong, Wu Jing and Baji also try and jump into the bunker, and Wukong grabs them. Is like no, pulls them out to come face this guy. The monster is described as 9 foot tall, with glowing eyes, forked ears, sharp teeth, red hair, a green face, indigo hands, red veins, and claws. And
he's gotten in the bunker.
No. There, Wukong, Baji, and Wu Jing are outside the bunker. Everyone else is in the bunker.
Yes. Good bunker timing.
And he's a leopard skin kilt, and he has a lance, and he's barefoot. It's kind of like a wild man thing going on, I think. None of the pilgrims recognize him, and Wukong decides to go ask him who he is. And we'll find out the answer to that in the next chapter.
Excellent. Yay! So, we've learned a lot about the different ways we can take a pulse.
And we have our second trans character after Guan Yin. Have we declared anyone else trans other than Guan Yin?
I'm pretty sure we've declared a few people trans. And anyway, we stand him as menopausal king. that's what's going on there. Yep.
Yep. That can be the title.
We stop. Yeah. Can we just have nice in brackets though?
But I guess was it Jerry the Monkey King number 69 brackets nice, and then afterwards we stand a menopausal king.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm happy with that arrangement.
Okay.
I'm glad we could compromise. Well, no. Yep.
Sorry, I'm having a big yawn. I'm tired. Good night. Bye.
Bye.